This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
It's been an emotional day in court today at the trial of the Long Island man accused of driving drunk and killing a Boy Scout. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall has more from the courtroom.
There did not seem to be a dry eye in the courtroom. Even members of the jury were crying as John McMorris testified about the day his son was killed last year. Shortly after the 48-year-old father took the stand, he spoke about how he was walking behind his son during a Boy Scout hike in Manorville when he heard a number of thumps. He then became very emotional on the stand, started shaking. As he said, he saw objects flying in the air before running as fast as he could, only to find his 12-year-old son, Andrew, on the ground. His son never regained consciousness and died a few hours later. He said Thomas Murphy, the man accused of driving drunk and hitting Andrew, was slurring his words as he asked, "Are they going to be okay?" McMorris says he screamed, "No, they are not." Murphy is also accused of injuring other Boy Scouts that day. The defense attorney did not ask McMorris a lot of questions, except were they walking on the grass or on the roadway. McMorris said the grass. During McMorris's testimony, I did not see any emotion from Murphy. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
The tentative four-year contract deal between the MTA and the Transit Workers Union would raise wages each year. More than 37,000 workers would get 2% raises for this year, 2.25% next year, 2.5% in 2021, and 2.75% in 2022. More from WCBS's Marla Diamond.
The tentative deal for Transport Workers Union Local 100 comes after a tense six-month battle with the MTA that saw threats of a subway slowdown and a raucous rally that shut down Lower Broadway in October. In a statement, MTA President Pat Foy called the agreement fair to taxpayers, riders, and the tens of thousands of transit employees who have worked hard to improve subway and bus service, benefiting 8 million customers daily. The TWU's executive board will vote later today on whether or not to pass the deal onto the locals' nearly 40,000 members for ratification. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Police in Connecticut have issued an Amber Alert for a missing one-year-old girl whose mother was found dead at a home in Ansonia. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has the latest.
She's an innocent child. One-year-old Vanessa Morales hasn't been seen in nearly a week. Ansonia police are looking for help. They've blasted out an Amber Alert. Lieutenant Patrick Lynch.
There is no information that is too insignificant. We are dealing with a one-year-old child. We want to stress how important it is that if you think you saw something, you know, see something, say something, if you think you have information, please give it to us.
On Monday, police went to check on a home on Myrtle Avenue after getting a call about a woman not showing up for work. Inside the home, they found a woman bludgeoned to death. Positive identification is pending, but it is believed she is Vanessa's mother. The child, nowhere to be found. Her father lives in the area. Police say he is cooperating. The FBI and state police have joined the investigation. They're operating out of the local armory because there are so many detectives involved. They ran out of room at police headquarters. In Ansonia, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Now the WCBS Exergen weather forecast with meteorologist Bob Larson. Seems like we've got some more clouds rolling in, Bob.
We are going to find clouds and sun kind of fighting it out as we go through the afternoon. And the one consistency, Michael, is the fact that it'll stay windy and, of course, chilly. High of 44, wind chills in the 30s, partly cloudy tonight. Still fairly windy as we start this evening. Wind diminishing overnight, low 33, turning cloudy tomorrow. And as the front swings through, there could be a rain or wet snow shower late in the afternoon at high 45. Colder behind that front Saturday, but sunny. Saturday's high 37. It's now 37 in Danbury. It's 44 in Elizabeth. 41 in Midtown at a high of 44. The wind chill is now 33.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.